Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. There are vitally important elections taking place in the United States of America this year, and we are all being called to a higher service of light. The Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers everywhere to hold the sacred space for the fulfillment of the divine plan for this country. This is true whether you live in the United States of America or not. Co-creating divine government for America and for all of the countries of the world is the responsibility of embodied lightworkers. Together we are powerful beyond our knowing. It is important that we hold the vision for the right and perfect outcome of these elections. If we live in the United States, we must get involved and vote. We do not need to consciously know just exactly what the divine plan is. We just need to have the divine intention that the highest good for all concerned will be the result of the presidential elections in the United States of America. Pay attention, listen to your heart, and respond accordingly. Then affirm, "Thy will, not mine, be done." During this critical moment in the evolution of this planet, you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are all one, which means that we can literally serve as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on their behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. Once again, we are all one. That means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend this truth, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the Company of Heaven had been asked to assist that particular person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the Company of Heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour, you and I are going to invoke the Company of Heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. Together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of lightworkers all over the world. Feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. It is time for light workers to join together to co-create divine government on this planet. In order to grasp the significance of that, we must understand just what divine government really is. First of all, divine government is not one world government or a new world order or any of the other concepts that have been used to describe the manipulative, controlling shadow governments ruled by the embodied forces of imbalance. Divine government is actually the antithesis of that level of consciousness. Divine government reflects the universal law as above, so below. It is a self-governing body guided and directed by the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this planet. A government of our I Am presence, by our I Am presence, for our I Am presence. When we truly understand what that means, we will see the tremendous effect that divine government will have on the world and all life once it is established. Our I Am presence, who is truly who we are, and that aspect of our divinity transcends our fragmented, manipulative human ego. This aspect of our divinity is multidimensional, and it is one with the divine heart and mind of God. Our I Am presence is what we refer to as our superconscious mind. This aspect of our consciousness understands the divine principles governing this earth. It knows what the urgent need of the hour is. Our I Am presence knows that all life is interrelated, and it understands that if the family of humanity is going to survive, we have to come together as one unified force of divine love, harmony, and balance. Our I Am presence also knows that every evolving soul is going through a unique learning experience on this planet, and that our various races, religions, creeds, beliefs, cultures, nationalities, and lifestyles are all part of that experience. Our lower human consciousness is distorting much of what we are expressing through our diversities at this time. But when our I Am presence is in charge, we will revel in the beauty and wonder of our diversities. When our I Am presence is in control, we will understand that our differences help us learn and grow. Then we will be happy to share our gifts, talents, wisdom, knowledge, and abundance to enhance the lives of all people. We will know that we are co-creating this reality together, and that God's abundance and the God supply of all good things are infinite. As divine government is established in the physical plane, our obsolete, fear-based consciousness is shattered, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth that are associated with divine government will flow into the hearts and minds of every human being. That event will greatly expand the divine intelligence within the flame of transfiguring divine love that has now been anchored in every heart flame. Then even the most resistant souls will awaken, and their I Am presence will take dominion of their thoughts, words, actions and feelings. Eventually, every country will be governed by the I Am presence of the people abiding in that country. Since our I Am presence knows the full significance of the oneness of all life, it knows that only by working toward the highest good of all concerned in every facet of life will we succeed in accomplishing the divine plan for this planet. Only by creating win-win situations in every governmental exchange, every human exchange, and every exchange with the environment and the nature kingdom will there be eternal peace and God's infinite abundance on earth for every part of life. When our I Am presence is in control, we tap into the patterns of perfection for the new earth that govern energy, medicine, health, healing, the economy, our food supply, shelter, technology, communication, education, science, sacred geometry, music, art, movement, meditation, spiritual growth, enlightenment, peace, and every other pattern of perfection we can possibly conceive. Washington, D.C. represents the heart of government for the United States of America. America at this moment is representing the microcosm of the macrocosm for the planet. The original divine intent of this country was to model to the world how the family of humanity could live together in harmony, prosperity, equality, happiness, with liberty, freedom, and justice for all. One unified nation under God. All of our sacred documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights proclaim that divine mission. In spite of the terrible errors we have made as a country and the corruption that has been demonstrated in our government off and on since its inception, the original divine intent for this nation has not changed. America is an anagram for the I Am race. The new world was to be a blueprint for divine government. The I Am race was to be a race of God-conscious souls comprised of every race, every religion, every culture, nationality, creed, and lifestyle. Even though it seems like we have fallen far from the original plan, the blueprint for divine government is pulsating in the spark of divinity for this country. And it is now time for divine government to be established in the United States of America and through all the countries of the world. Once the archetype for any creation is established, the unformed primal light substance of the universe is magnetized into that matrix, and it causes it to become manifest in the world of form. That means that once the archetypes for divine government are established, nothing can prevent divine government from manifesting on Earth. We must remember that divine government involves not only the governments of the world, it involves our self-government, which consists of each of us being governed by our I Am presence. It is time to love our lower human consciousness into the light, and time for us to give our I Am presence full dominion in our lives. Self-government determines what we choose to empower with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. It determines how we use our life force every day and what we allow ourselves to co-create through all of these facilities. During this incredible moment of planetary ascension, it is very important for each of us to evaluate whether or not we are allowing our dysfunctional, fragmented human egos, or our I Am presence to govern our lives. Fortunately, that is not a difficult assessment to make. All we need to do is simply pay attention throughout our day and monitor what we are thinking and feeling. Are our thoughts and feelings based in fear, anxiety, chaos, disappointment, frustration, anger, hatred, failure, exhaustion, boredom, or other expressions of negativity? Are we allowing ourselves to be manipulated by the media and the appearances of the outer world? Are we buying into the gloom and doom reports flooding the internet and through the media? Or are we focusing the power of our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives, on the patterns of perfection for the new earth, instead of those distorted human miscreations? Are we empowering and holding the vision of heaven on earth, in spite of the adversity appearing on the screen of life? Are we energizing through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions only the things that will enhance the quality of life for ourselves and our loved ones? Are we expecting miracles and truly understanding that the light of God is always victorious and that we are that light? Very simply, if we are empowering negativity, then our lower human consciousness is governing our life. If we are holding the vision of the new earth and empowering what we want to create in our life, then our I Am presence is governing our life. I know it takes a lot of work to monitor every thought, word, feeling, and action. It seems much easier to just mindlessly muddle through our daily experiences. The problem is that everything is being greatly accelerated. It used to take a long time for our negative thoughts and feelings to catch up with us. But now, things are manifesting almost instantaneously. If we don't give full dominion of our life over to our I Am presence now, we are in for a very tumultuous and painful road ahead. If we allow our I Am presence to govern our life, however, we can truly create heaven on earth, right here and right now. The choice is up to us. We have everything to gain and nothing to lose by accepting this truth as a possibility. Let's make a commitment to ourselves to allow our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to express only the positive things that we want to empower and create in our lives, the patterns for the new earth. Let's not allow ourselves to worry or to talk about or empower the negative things we hear through the media or elsewhere. Instead, every day, let's focus our attention on the most positive visions we can create for ourselves and the new earth. Let's see the family of humanity living in peace, abundance, health, harmony, and joy. As we envision the maladies of the world being healed and reverence for all life becoming the order of the new day. Let's envision our lives filled with loving relationships, rewarding jobs, abundance, health, enlightenment, joy, happiness, and spiritual fulfillment. I promise you that if you allow your I Am presence to govern your life faithfully, you will see miraculous changes, and then you will be motivated to continue giving dominion of your life to your I Am presence forever. Everything is in place to empower us to accomplish this mighty feat. All we have to do is consciously live out of that knowing and that divine truth. If we are willing to put forth the effort, our victory is assured. This is a critical time for not only the United States of America, but for all life on this planet. And we are in the midst of profound changes. The heart of government for this country, the United States of America, is Washington, D.C. A few years ago, Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio gave us a glimpse of the new archetypes being established in government when he gave a speech that reflected the potential of divine government. I would like to share that speech with you now. Just for a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Ask your I Am presence to take full dominion and allow these words to resonate in the deepest recesses of your being. Ask your God Self to reveal to you the truth of this message and see how these words can be implemented in this moment in the evolution of this planet. The title of U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich's speech was Spirit and Stardust. This message was given by Representative Kucinich at the Process Peace Institute conference in Dubrovnik, Croatia, in 2002. And I quote for you now. As one studies the images of the Eagle Nebula, brought back by the Hubble telescope from the place in deep space where stars are born, one can imagine the interplay of cosmic forces across time and space, of matter and spirit, dancing to the music of the spheres, atop an infinite sea of numbers. Spirit merges with matter to sanctify the universe. Matter transcends and returns to spirit. The interchangeability of matter and spirit means the starlit magic of the outermost life of our universe becomes the soul-light magic of the innermost life of ourself. The energy of the stars becomes us. We become the energy of the stars. Stardust and spirit unite, and we begin one with the universe, whole and holy from one source. Endless creative energy bursting forth, kinetic, elemental. We, the earth, air, water, and fire, source of nearly 15 billion years of cosmic spiraling. We begin as a perfect union of matter and spirit. We receive blessings of the eternal from sky and earth. In our outstretched hands, we can feel the energy of the universe. We receive the blessings of the eternal from water, which nourishes and sanctifies life. We receive the blessings of the eternal from the primal fire, the pulsating heart of creation. We experience the wonder of life, multidimensional and transcended. We extend our hands upward, and we are showered with abundance. We ask, and we receive. A universe of plenty flows to us, through us. It is in us. We become filled with endless possibilities. We need to remember where we came from, to know that we are one, to understand that we are of an individual whole, race, color, nationality, creed, gender, are beams of light retracted through one great prism. We begin as perfect and journey through life to become more perfect in the singularity of I and the multiplicity of we, a more perfect union of matter and spirit. This is human striving. This is where Shelley's words, and I quote, hope creates from its own wreck the thing it contemplates. This is why Browning spoke of our, and I quote, of our reach exceeding our grasp. This is a search for heaven within, a quest for our eternal home. In our souls magnificent, we become conscious of the cosmos within us. We hear the music of peace. We hear the music of cooperation. We hear the music of love. We hear harmony, a celestial symphony in our souls forgiving. We become unconscious of our cosmic birthright, plighted with disharmony, disunity, torn asunder from the stars in a disaster well described by Matthew Arnold in Dover Beach. And I quote, "The world which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy nor love nor light nor certitude nor peace nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where arrogant armies clash by night. Today, Dover Beach is upon the shores of the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Our leaders think the unthinkable and speak of the unspeakable inevitability of nuclear war, of a nuclear attack on New York City, of terrorist attacks throughout our nation, of war against Iraq using nuclear weapons, of biological and chemical weapons, attacks on civilization, population, and catastrophic global climate change, of war in outer space. When death, not life, becomes inevitable, we are presented with an opportunity for great clarity, for great awakening, to rescue the human spirit from the arms of Morpheus through love, through compassion, and through integrating spiritual vision and active citizenship to restore peace to our world. The moment that one world is about to end, a new world is about to begin. We need to remember where we came from, because the path home is also the way to the future. In the city I represent in the United States Congress, there is a memorial to peace named by its sculptor, Marshall A. Fredericks, the Fountain of Eternal Life. A figure rises from the flames, his gaze fixed to the stars, his hands positioned sextant-like, as if measuring the distance. Through flames of war, from the millions of hearts and the dozens of places wherein it rages, may lick at our consciousness. Our gaze must be fixed upward to invoke universal principles of unity, of cooperation, of compassion, to infuse our world with peace, to ask for the active presence of peace, to expand our capacity to receive it, and to express it in our everyday life. We must do this fearlessly and courageously, and not breathe in the poisonous gas of terror. As we receive, so shall we give. As citizen diplomats of the world, we send peace as conscious expression, wherever, whenever, and to whomever it is needed, to the Middle East, to the Israelis and the Palestinians, to the Pakistanis and the Indians, to Americans and to Al-Qaeda, and to people of Iraq, and to all those locked in deadly combat. And we fly to be with the bereft, with those on the brink, to listen compassionately, setting aside judgment and malice, to become peacemakers, to intervene, to mediate, to bring ourselves back from the abyss, to bind up the world's wounds. As we aspire to universal brotherhood and sisterhood, we hearken to the cry from the heart of the world, and we respond affirmatively to address through thought, word, and deed conditions which give rise to conflict, economic exploitation, empire building, political oppression, religious intolerance, poverty, disease, famine, homelessness, struggles over control of water, land, minerals, and oil. We realize that what affects anyone anywhere affects everyone everywhere. As we help others to heal, we heal ourselves. Our vision of interconnectedness resonates with new networks of world citizens in non-governmental organizations, linking from numberless centers of energy, expressing the emergent of a new organic whole, seeking unity within and across nations and national lines. New transitional web-based email and telecommunication systems transcend governments and carry within them the power of qualitative transformation of social and political structures, and a new sense of creative intelligence. If governments and their leaders, bound by hierarchy and patriarchy, wedded to military might for legitimacy, fail to grasp the implications of emerging world consciousness for cooperation, for peace, and for sustainability, they will become irrelevant. As citizen activists merge the world over, they can become an irresistible force to create peace and to protect the planet. From here will come a new movement to abolish nuclear weapons and all weapons of mass destruction. From here will come the demand for sustainable communities, for new systems of energy, transportation, and commerce. From here comes the future rushing in on us. How does one acquire the capacity for active citizenship? The opportunities exist every single day. In Cleveland, Ohio, citizens have developed the ability to intercede when schools are scheduled to be closed and have kept the schools open. Citizens can rally to keep hospitals open, to save industries which provide jobs, to protect neighborhood libraries from curtailment of service, to improve community policing, to meet racial, ethnic, and religious intolerance openly and directly. Active citizenship begins with an envisioning of a desired outcome and a conscious application of spiritual principles. I know. I have worked with the people in my own community. I have seen the dynamic faith in self, faith in one's ability to change things, faith in one's ability to prevail against the odds through an appeal to the spirit of the world for help, through an appeal to the spirit of community for participation, to an appeal to the spirit of cooperation, which multiplies energy. I have seen citizens challenge conditions without condemning anyone, while invoking principles of non-opposition and inclusion of those who disagree. I have seen groups of people overcome incredible odds as they became aware they are participating in a cause beyond self, and sense the movement of an inexorable which comes from unity. When you feel this principle at work, when you see spiritual principles from the basis of active citizenship, you are reminded once again of the merging of stardust and spirit. There is creativity. There is magic. There is alchemy. Citizens across the United States are now uniting in a great cause to establish a Department of Peace, seeking nothing less than the transformation of our society, to make nonviolence an organizing principle, to make war archaic through creating a paradigm shift in our culture for human development, for economic and political justice, and for violence control. Its work in violence control will be to support disarmament treaties, peaceful coexistence, and peaceful consensus building. Its focus on economic and political justice will examine and enhance resource distribution, human and economic rights, and strengthen democratic values. Domestically, the Department of Peace would address violence in the home, spousal abuse, child abuse, gangs, police, community relations, conflicts, and work with individuals and groups to achieve changes in attitudes that examine the mythologies of cherished worldviews, such as violence is inevitable or war is inevitable. Thus, it will help with the discovery of new selves and new paths toward peaceful consensus. The Department of Peace will also address human development and the unique concerns of women and children. It will envision and seek to implement plans for peace education, not simply as a course of study, but as a template for all pursuits of knowledge within formal educational settings. Violence is not inevitable. War is not inevitable. Nonviolence and peace are inevitable. We can make of this world a gift of peace, which will confirm the presence of universal spirit in our lives. We can send into the future the gift which will protect our children from fear, from harm, from destruction. Carved inside the pediment which sits atop the marble columns is a sentinel at the entrance of the United States House of Representatives. Standing resolutely inside this apotheosis of democracy is a woman, a shield by her left side, with her outstretched arm protecting a child happily sitting at her feet. This child holds the lamp of knowledge under the protection of this patroness. This wondrous sculpture by Paul Whelan Bartlett is titled Peace Protecting Genius. Not with nuclear arms, but with a loving maternal arm is the knowing child genius shielded from harm. This is the promise of hope over fear. This is the promise of love which overcomes all. This is the promise of faith which overcomes doubt. This is the promise of light which overcomes darkness. This is the promise of peace which overcomes war. For more information on how you can participate in the Department of Peace, you may contact Representative Dennis Kucinich through his email by going to his website. Now, I'd like for us to focus on the reality that from every conceivable light source, we are being encouraged, prompted, implored, and guided to focus the power of our attention on the vision and the patterns of perfection for the new earth in all her resplendent glory. In spite of all of the saber rattling and war drums we are being bombarded with by the media, every credible light worker is gently turning his or her attention back to the reality of co-creating the new earth. This is our purpose and reason for being. It is why we volunteer to be on earth during this cosmic moment. Every world religion has taught us, in one way or another, that we are responsible for the circumstances in our lives. What we send out returns to us. This is true whether we are sending out love or hate. We have each been preparing for eons of time to develop the strength, skill, courage, wisdom, and trust to hold true to our mission during these challenging times. Our training was successful, and we already have everything within our hearts that we need to succeed God victoriously. Our responsibility now is to monitor our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions daily and hourly, to be sure that we are empowering only the perfection patterns of the new earth from the causal body of God, instead of the horrors of our fragmented, fear-based human consciousness. There is a grassroots awakening taking place, and literally millions of people all over the world are genuinely striving to create lives of joy, peace, abundance, health, and comfort for themselves and their loved ones. The majority of people everywhere want the same thing. They want to know that their families are safe and that they can provide food, shelter, security, health care, education, and comfort for their loved ones. The majority of people sincerely care about other people and want the best for humanity and all life evolving on Earth. Most people truly desire to create a lifestyle that not only supports their basic needs, but honors the earth as well. The people who are willing to deprive others of their livelihood, comfort, security, prosperity, and safety for their own greedy, small reasons are a minute minority of humanity. Those who are willing to kill people and to destroy the earth for the sake of power and money are a fraction of humanity as well. It will help immensely if all of us during this vitally important time on earth invoke the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating in every person's heart, and ask the divine intelligence within that sacred flame to reveal to each person the distortion and corruption in their thinking process that allows them to justify harming another part of life for their own selfish gains. If moment to moment we focus the power of our attention on the new earth and all that means to us in the way of love, peace, harmony, joy, happiness, abundance, health, infinite physical perfection, fulfillment, spiritual growth, enlightenment, wonder, and awe, we will victoriously co-create the perfection of the new earth in the twinkling of an eye. I would like for you to join with me now as we invoke the light from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God to assist in cutting humanity free from the interference of the outer world and set the stage for the manifestation of divine government and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Together we'll begin by invoking Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection. As I recite these words, feel them resonating within the divinity of your heart and experience the tangible manifestation of this invocation. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity. And by the power of the light now made manifest on earth, we invoke Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection to come forth now. Beloved ones, descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every line of force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circles of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved Archangel Michael, I ask that you now direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved ones, expand this divine service now into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on earth. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, we now command that in every location where this negativity was removed, the patterns of perfection for divine government shall be established now and forever. Through the presence of God, I am, we ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the embrace of our Father, Mother, God's divine wisdom, transfiguring divine love, divine will, purity, and illumination, until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are firmly established in every country of the world. We make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I am. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, in the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am, we, the children of earth, humbly come to the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will ever manifested in the history of time. We invoke the legions of light serving this blessed earth to absorb this divine essence into every fiber of their beings and project it into the heart flame and conscious mind of every person associated with the governments of this planet at every level. Blaze the cosmic flame of God's will through each of these souls and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will which might rush in to impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help them to remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times. Seal all governmental positions individually and collectively in the radiance of God's will. Reveal through illumination's flame the divine purpose and plan for each office and each individual, and give each person the spiritual courage and desire to fulfill that plan perfectly. Let the will of God be manifest in, through, and around all the governments of the world, now and forever. Let the light of God that is always victorious illumine and lead all humanity everywhere. I consciously accept this manifesting now, even as I call. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now call forth the great beings of divine government and the beloved ascended masters and galactic beings guarding the evolutions of this planet to blaze the sacred fires of God's perfect will and divine illumination in, through, and around the electorate, and governmental officials of all nations. Let each one feel the power and love nature of our Father, Mother, God, and their own individual I Am presence flowing through them as they elect their governments and vote on every issue before them. We seal this call in the cosmic threefold flame, anchored within the hearts of all humanity. We ask that this activity of light be maintained and eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, until the God's victorious divine plan for divine government is fulfilled. We know through every level of consciousness, victory is ours, in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved, I am. Feeling this energy securely anchored through your heart flame, breathe in gently and return your attention to the room. Become aware of your physical body and allow these energies to be assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. If you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please join us next week as we continue our global activity of light, adding to the world and moving this planet forward into the frequencies of the new Earth.